In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. Today is Friday, the 29th of May, and I have Anthony with me again. Friday, the 29th of May, we do this broadcast live on WROL. I'm reading from Luke's Gospel, the second chapter, verse 8. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David," that's Bethlehem, "a Savior who is Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you, and you will find a child wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the heavens, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." Let me just tell you this today. Matthew says, "You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Today you can talk about God all you want in the world, but when you mention Jesus, they don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it. You know why? Because Jesus wants everything. Jesus wants our life. Jesus wants that we would totally surrender to him. His name is Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Tell us about Jesus, Anthony.
Peace among those he favors. Who does Jesus favor? Jesus favors the people who's given their life to him, who has ownership to him. You know, it seems so simple, but all mysteries can be answered through the, what would Jesus do? You know, we are called to do as Jesus did. I try every day for Jesus to live his life through me. And I try every day for Jesus to be glorified through me. It's only been 9 or 10 months since Jesus came into my life thoroughly. And it seems so simple, what would Jesus do? But Jesus works through simplicity. And what Jesus has taught me, that true holiness is not who can kneel the longest in the pews or memorize the most verses. In Jesus' eyes, holiness is obedience. Who has given their life over to Jesus? Have you given your life over to Jesus? Have you asked Jesus to live his life through you? Because the good news is, when Jesus died on the cross and ascended to the Father, we became co-glorified with Jesus in the heavens. We carry the glory of Jesus for us. And what did Jesus do? Jesus walked around and gave the word of the Father. Jesus saw the sick and he healed them. Jesus did not bring them to someone or defer. Jesus had the Father within him and he healed them. And that is what we are called to be as Christians. We are called to hold the light of Jesus. We do hold the light of Jesus, guys. How amazing is that? We have Jesus living within us. Jesus can be guiding every step you take. Jesus can be guiding every decision you make. And when you give your life over that ownership, Jesus can flourish in this world through you. Sometimes surrender is the hardest part. You know, it was very hard for me to surrender all my desires because there's just in everything I thought of the world. But as soon as I gave it all over to Jesus, he gave me freedom. And today Jesus wants to give you that same freedom. Guys, Jesus loves you so much. And if you just trust in him, he will glorify you.
Jesus loves you so much, and you know what? People don't want to hear about Jesus in the world. It's sad. I tell you, I send people to AA. But in AA, they don't like you to mention Jesus. And yet he is the higher power for so many people. Don't mention Jesus. My higher power is the light in my room. How stupid. How stupid. But yet, he has a name. His name is Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. That's the first step. I remember speaking to a contemplative nun, and she said, my first step was to allow Jesus to be my Savior and save me from my sins. This is a woman who prays all day, who prays night and day, who is very in touch with the reality of Jesus. She said, my first step was to make Jesus my Savior and my Lord. Oh yes, I'll never forget that. I was praying with her, her name is Sister Seraphim, and you could feel the power of God because she is a woman that have given her life to Jesus and prayed for people. Oh yeah, Sister Seraphim, she's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful nun. I tell you, let me tell you about another nun that I had. I was having a very rough time years ago, and I went to a monastery where the nuns lived. And I'll never forget, this sister said, I'm coming out from around the walls. I want to see you. And she never even preached to me. She said to me, ultimately, it's going to be all right. Jesus knows what you've gone through. It's going to be all right. And that gave me peace, that this woman of God who prayed night and day said to me in my agony, it's going to be all right because he loves you and he's crazy about you. Do you know that Jesus is crazy about you, that he loves you? I love the word that says, I am in love with Jesus. Oh, yes. Do you love him? Are you in love with him? Do you have his works? Yes, Jesus said, the works that I do, greater still will you do, and the same. That's what Jesus said, because I go to the Father. Do you know that Jesus is the complete reflection of the Father? Jesus is not apart from the Father. He is the complete reflection of the Father. And he is made of the same stuff that the Father is made out of. Oh, yes. How much did the Father love us? The Father so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will have life eternal. God did not send the Son to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Are you saved today? That sounds like a Protestant word, but I'll say it another way. Do you know him today? Do you know him today? Is he your Savior? Is he your Lord? Do you know him today?
So, and Jesus is made from the same stuff as the Father, but after we give our life to Christ, we are made of the same stuff as Jesus. What would Jesus do? It sounds so simple, but through this, all mysteries of the Father and our Lord and Jesus can be revealed. When Jesus went around and preached, he preached Everyone had a level of a third grade education. He preached in simplicity because God works in simplicity. God says, pray over the sick and they will be healed. That's it. That's it. If you believe, you will heal the sick. You know, it's so amazing. You know, sometimes it's great to know everything, but intellectualism, it's amazing, but you need to have, unless you have faith as a child, you're not into the kingdom of heaven. You know, that childlike faith is how your protection against the world is, the miracle power of Jesus. Jesus calls us to walk in the same steps as he walked in. He calls us to do miracles. And the good news is, guys, you will do them. You will do them because Jesus will do them through you. If you want to walk in this miracle power of Jesus, repeat after me. Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
I love you.
I love you.
I repent for my sins.
I repent for my sins.
Forgive me for my sins.
Forgive me for my sins.
Please, Jesus, grant me a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Please, Jesus, grant me a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Right now, take out everything in me that's not of you.
Take out everything that is in me that is not of you.
And come reside within me.
Come reside within me.
Live your life through me.
Live your life through me.
Let my hands be your hands.
Let my hands be your hands.
Let my words be your words.
Let my words be your words.
And let me impart the glory of the Father as you did.
Let me impart the glory of the Father as you did.
Amen.
Amen.
Right now, guys, the glory of the Father is coming upon you and within you. Just receive it. Like I spoke about, experiential knowledge is the true knowledge. And Jesus is releasing this experiential knowledge of his grace, of his goodness, of his presence to everyone under the sound of my voice right now. Now the good news and the miracle news is Jesus is now living through you. Do you believe it? Because the world will tell you not to. The world will mirror you in deception. But the truth of the facts of man is never equal to the truth of God. And the truth of God is now moved within you and upon you. Now the good news is you have Jesus within you, but with Jesus comes accountability. You guys, with great power comes great responsibility. And as Christians, we are responsible to light up this world. To go heal the sick, make apostles of the nation, spread the gospel. It is not the goodness of God is to give back to him, but it's not truly to hold to ourselves. Jesus had the power of God, but he imparted that on others because that is what pleases God. God has chosen you to be united with him before the beginning of time. And right now, revelations are coming to you. The fire of God is coming upon you. Jesus loves you, guys. The love of God. Go share that love of God. What you feel right now, that is to be imparted to others. You know, a lot of times the devil just wants to keep us in the small place, make us unsure if we do have the love of God, if we don't. You know, I'm telling you right now, and I'm speaking over all of your life, that all those cords will be cut, and you do understand, you do have the love of God. God loves you so much, or you would not be Christian. You have been chosen. It is holy to be bold. It is holy to hold the love of God. You are co-glorified in heaven with Jesus. He gave his life so that you could be co-glorified. He went on the cross for you. So you are seated in heavenly places with Jesus Christ. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. And right now, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that everyone under the sound of my voice moves from having faith in God to having the faith of God. Because having the faith of God is what pleases God and what allows Jesus to reap all the benefits that he sacrificed himself for the Father to get the reward which he sacrificed his only son for. Because he so loved the world, and you are now called to help him save it.
One at a time. You know, this radio ministry for 34 years has preached to one person at a time. I don't think that I'm preaching to multitudes. I think that I'm preaching to you about the love of Jesus, about the power of Jesus, about the friendship of Jesus. Oh yes, how we need to know the love of Jesus, that he loves us with an everlasting love, the power of Jesus, that he did miracles, signs, and wonders, and we're called to do miracles, signs, and wonders. Somebody came up to me today and said, you prayed for me. I was having pain in a certain part of my body. The pain is gone. That's what Jesus does. That's what Jesus does. I'll never forget the time that I was going to see Nina Lozon, and she wasn't home. And as I left from her doorway, I bumped into two Jehovah Witnesses. And they said, can we share a scripture with you? I said, of course. I wasn't in any mood to talk to these people. I was in my dungarees and my old shirt. And so they gave us this scripture. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. I said, that's the 24th Psalm. I love it. Can we share another scripture with you? And so they did. And I said, I love that one too. So finally I said to them, could I share a scripture with you? And they said, yes. I said, open your Bible to Acts of the Apostles, 1st chapter, 8th verse. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. I said, whose witnesses? They wouldn't say. I said, whose witnesses does that Acts 1:8 tell us to be? Witnesses of Jehovah, who is Jesus. So yes, Yahweh. Jesus is the second person in the Blessed Trinity. Then they said, well, you believe that you're going to heaven when you die. I said, only by the grace of God. And I said, we're already seated in heavenly places with God today. And they said, where is that in the Bible? I said, it's in Ephesians. And I couldn't find it in their Bible. With that, I prayed, where is it, Lord? And the wind blew, and I had my fingers on it, that we are seated in heavenly places with the Lord Jesus Christ. They got scared because the wind blew and put my finger right on that scripture. Oh, yes, God wants to save people. God is into loving you, not into hurting you. God is into caring for you, not caring for you. God loves you so much.
So much that he sent his most beloved son to take the place for all our sins, so that we can die on the cross, so that we can be in the position that we are in right now. Guys, we are in the world, but not of it. Do you understand? We are here for a very short time. to disciple others, but truly to let Jesus live our life through us. Now, it's like I said, it's been last July is when I came to know Jesus. And I was called, I had a true experience with the Holy Spirit at the School of the Holy Spirit. I know less intellectually about the Bible and Jesus of anyone. I'm very unknowledgeable, but I've yielded to Jesus. Jesus is looking on this earth of who will yield to him, who will humble themselves to Jesus and let them live their life through them. A lot of times, humility was the toughest struggle I had because I thought I knew. You know, I thought I knew because I learned in school what Jesus wanted, what Jesus did. But what did Jesus do? Jesus walked around and healed. He discipled others. He fasted. It's so, all you need to do is model your life after Jesus. You know, Jesus put on my heart, He who Jesus loves, he disciplines. So those right now who are in Christ and going through struggles and warfare, guess what? It just means because you're chosen, and it's a blessing. And I'm speaking to a lot of people, but Jesus is calling you right now to a higher place with him. And he's looking for you to humble and yield to his will. You know, right now we pray that we unlearn everything that we learned of the world, or we forget everything we think of know about Jesus, and we let the Holy Spirit come in, fill us, and let Jesus walk through us. Because guys, the creator of this world, Jesus, the king of the world, the CEO of this world, the King of Kings who can do everything, he died, and now he wants to live in you. Think of that. That's the good news. He wants to live in you. And all you got to do is submit yourself. Say, you know, maybe I don't know it all. Maybe I'm going to become humble enough to let Jesus come in me. And Jesus will come in you right now. Just say, Jesus, humble me.
Humble me.
Whatever means is necessary, humble me.
Whatever means is necessary, humble me.
Because all I want is you.
Because all I want is you. You know, Jesus died for you, but he is raised from the dead. What's the difference between Buddha and Jesus? Buddha still is in his grave. Jesus is alive. Oh, that's what Paul was saying to the people of the Gentiles, that Jesus was alive, that Jesus was not dead anymore, that he rose from the dead, and he came to give us life, life more abundantly. And you know, sometimes we don't feel that life more abundantly, but he came to give us that. That's what the Father sent him for. This is wonderful news of the Father. The Father gives all glory to Jesus. You want to know what the Father looks like? Look in the face of the Lord Jesus Christ.
The Father gives all glory to Jesus, and we are called to give all our glory to Jesus. We don't heal, Jesus does. We just obey. Right now, the light of God, Jesus is a bridge from the Father to you. And right now, the Father comes in his glory, and the Father through Jesus is coming in his glory right now. Just receive it. The light of God is coming upon you. Father, we ask to invade everyone under the sound of my voice with the light of God. Light them up to do your will. The light of God drives out all darkness. Oh, Jesus is a miracle worker. Jesus wants us to be miracle workers. Jesus, love as Jesus loved. I pray that I have the same heart for myself and others that Jesus has for you. Jesus, because perfect love drives out all fear. And without the fear, love and fear of man drives out love and fear of God. So right now, Jesus, we pray that we replace the fear of man with the fear of God. Because the fear of God is the beginning of all wisdom. It sounds like a scary thing, but the fear of God will bring you into the awe and wonder of the Lord. And right now, God is imparting to everyone under the sound of me and Father Tom's voice, the awe and wonder of God. And you will go out, and we decree, be made anew. We are born a new creation in Jesus. We are set apart from the world. What affects the world does not afflict us. You have new vision, the new light of God. You have the spiritual eyes of God. Pray that your hands are no longer your hands. Your eyes are no longer your eyes. Jesus takes ownership of everything in your life. In Jesus' name we pray.
God bless you.
There's freedom in surrender.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.